Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Thursday, October 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Wauchula Police Department has reported many lost dogs on their Facebook page. You can see photos of each dog and where it was found at facebook.com/Wauchula Police. Registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available now at $35 and will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to HardyCC.com. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements and submission of a complete program application with necessary supporting documentation. Your local events tomorrow night. Your Hardy Wildcats will play at home against the Lake Gibson Braves. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice social distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard on 1310 a.m., 102.1 FM, and worldwide at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Bella Villa 31 is looking for a part-time cleaner. A driver's license is required. 1 year of professional cleaning is preferred. DiversiCare Health Services is looking for a dietary aide. You must be qualified in accordance with state dietary and nursing home requirements. Food service and long-term care experience is preferred. And DeSoto Memorial Hospital is looking for a cashier. The ideal candidate will have a strong customer service background and exhibit exemplary customer service skills. Healthcare experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked up, protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 66%. Heat index is 93. Wind southeast at 11.5 miles an hour. The visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.06 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:09 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 70s. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, mostly sunny, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 30%. And Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Americans paid less for fresh fruit during the first 7 months of the year. The USDA reports the consumer price index for fresh fruit declined from January through July before rising slightly in August. The USDA attributes the decline in part to the pandemic as sellers directed more fresh fruit to retail outlets and less to restaurants and other food service customers that closed or curtailed operations. A new soy-based concrete sealant is protecting U.S. roadways, supporting demand for soybeans and reducing maintenance costs. According to agrimarketing.com, the United Soybean Board has partnered with the Indiana Soybean Alliance for soy-based solutions and infrastructure for decades. Now, USB and ISA are proud to announce that select Indiana counties have the opportunity to use a new soy-based sealant, PoreShield, on their bridges, made possible through Farmers Checkoff Investments. PoreShield is being applied to 77 bridge decks, totaling 330,000 square feet within Indiana this year alone. As promised, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has issued a request that the International Trade Commission investigate whether increased imports of blueberries have caused or threatened to cause harm to domestic blueberry growers. The Packer.com reports the request comes a month after the Trump administration released a plan it said would protect U.S. growers of blueberries, strawberries, bell peppers, and other seasonal crops.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The 25th named storm of the 2020 season and the fourth hurricane in as many months to make landfall in the U.S. is projected to arrive late Friday or early Saturday. Here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The forecast track for Hurricane Delta suggests that it will come in somewhere either along the Louisiana coastline or possibly as far east as southern sections of Mississippi or Alabama, and a remote chance that it could be as far east as far western Florida.
The timing for Hurricane Delta could not be worse, as many farmers have already been kept from harvesting due to previous storms.
What is a little bit concerning about this forecast track is that it could double up on one of the previous storms.
Rippey says the likely path is towards Louisiana, where they'll be trying to harvest sugarcane. However, it is plausible that it could hit as far east as Alabama or Florida.
Regardless of where this system goes, whether it's through Louisiana and the Mississippi Delta region or further east into Alabama and western Florida, there are likely to be significant impacts.
Those impacts will be felt by farmers, many of whom have already been dealing with a challenging year. We will continue to keep you updated on this storm system and its impacts on Southeast agriculture.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
I'm Jeff Anderson. We live just south of Pullman. With InServe, we're not top dressing in the spring anymore. We're applying all of our fall fertilizer in the fall. It's keeping it in the ground for the plant to use when it needs it in the spring. And so it's saving us another trip over the field.
It takes so much to raise a successful crop, from seed to nutrition, protection, and technology.
With InServe, the wheat's getting it rather than the weeds.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bob Agnew. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 840,000.
Thursday's report from the Labor Department says the number of people who are continuing to receive unemployment benefits dropped by 1 million to 11 million. The decline suggests many of the unemployed are being recalled to their old jobs. But it also reflects the scenario that some have used up the 26 weeks of their regular state benefits and have transitioned to extended benefit programs that last an additional 3 months.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Citigroup has agreed to pay a $400 million fine imposed by U.S. regulators for failing to shore up the bank's operations. The Office of Comptroller of the Currency says a civil penalty is in response to shortcomings in the New York bank's risk management, internal controls, and data governance programs. The penalty follows a settlement agreement between Citigroup and the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. With business, I'm Bob Agnew. With SRN Sports, I'm Bob Agnew. The Atlanta Braves and Los Angeles Dodgers have moved within one victory of a showdown for the National League pennant. Atlanta's third team in Major League history to first since 1966. The Orioles opened a postseason with three shutouts in their first four games. Dansby Swanson and Travis d'Arnaud both homered for the second straight day to help the Braves take a 2-0 lead. The Rays are up 2-1 in their AL Division Series after blasting three more home runs and an 8-4 trouncing of the Yankees. Charlie Morton gave Tampa Bay five strong innings, striking out six and allowing one earned run and four hits along the way. Tommy La Stella, Mark Canha, and Matt Olson and Marcus Semien also homered for the Athletics. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball will eliminate the separate ruling body of a minor league baseball. It is a moving governance in the form of teams to the commissioner's office in New York as it moves forward with plans to shrink affiliations from 160 to 120 in the process. The professional baseball agreement between MLB and the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues expired September 30th without a successor deal following a year of acrimonious negotiations. The National Association was founded in 1901. The NFL's investigation into how Tennessee turned into the league's first COVID-19 outbreak found several specific incidents of the Titans possibly breaking protocols dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to one person with knowledge of the ongoing probe. The Titans outbreak is now up to 22 people with 20 positive test results returned since September 29th. Tennessee is set to host Buffalo next week and already has had a game with Pittsburgh rescheduled. With sports, I'm Bob Agnew.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: high heels sound like they were invented by a woman who had been kissed on the forehead. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.